理课堂听 class.com。
试卷十三，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once.Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. Black people were the only immigrants who didn't choose to come to America. For hundreds of years, Africans were taken from their homes to be slaves in the New World. The phrase, "all men are created equal," didn't apply to blacks in their day. The end of the Civil War finally brought freedom to the slaves in 1865, but blacks still had a lower position in society. Blacks and whites went to different schools, ate at different restaurants, even drank from different water fountains. The Civil Rights Movement in the 1950s and 1960s helped black people secure many of the rights promised in the Constitution.A 1954 Supreme Court decision ruled that segregation had no place in public schools. In spite of the gains of the civil rights movement, racial problems still exist. Moreover, blacks and whites are not the only racial groups struggling to get along. Multicultural America has numerous minority groups that argue for equal treatment.Passage 2. E-business is a way of transforming business processes through the use of internet technologies. The term business, by the way, includes all institutions, government, schools, and hospitals, as well as commerce. Now, in my brief remarks today, I would like to cover three things. One, what we mean by e-business. Two,how Chinese enterprises have already begun to take advantage of e-business, and three, some advice for the future. Not long ago, many people would have scratched their heads at the notion of e-business and wondered what the net has to do with business, because until quite recently, the internet was seen as a consumer phenomenon. It was about surfing for information, email, and entertainment. But we've been arguing that the transactions behind most traditional business functions will be transferred to the net, banking, shopping, insurance, investing, wholesale purchasing, and government transactions. For example,